Joining us now, the Maple Toyota Hotline. Here's Ray Ferraro. We played a clip from Craig. Craig Button was on the lunch, and he's kind of putting a spotlight on Mike Babcock. And, you know, he's probably one of the guys who was shielded by all the Jake Gardner discussion over the past couple of days. But with the Leafs losing 5 of 7 and playing a bit sloppy, you know, what kind of expectations do you have out of Mike Babcock?
Well, the numbers that Jamie just was going over there, I didn't hear at the start, but just the last couple, that made me think right away that it's early in the year. Remember when Babcock said, it's not going to be like this all the time. We're not going to score goals so easily. We're going to have to work harder for our goals. We're going to have to defend better. So without saying the numbers, he was kind of talking about the same thing, that they don't cycle enough, they score too much off the rush. But it was kind of like happy times because they just kept scoring, and it didn't really matter. So, yes, systematically, they can try and hold the puck longer. But sometimes I think you know, your strength is off the rush. Good, then score off the rush. But if you don't, that's when you have to get to work. And that's when you have to hold the puck. You don't have to be big to cycle the puck. Tampa is not big. They're forward. They do have, you know, JT Miller is a big, strong guy, but Braden Point is not. Yanni Gord is not.
Right.
Stamkos is of decent size, but, you know, he's not a moose. He's not Austin Matthews size. So they can cycle it, but they're going to have to work harder to do it. It's in the defensive end, guys, where I just really wonder if they've got enough to stop the cycle. Like, are they quick enough or strong enough to stop a really good cycle? And I don't know if they are.
Well, how much of that is skill and hockey IQ, and how much of it is just willpower and being like, I'm putting my body out there and I'm stopping this physically. I'm going to stop this because I'm putting my body in the line of the cycle.
You have two options defensively. Scott Niedermeyer, excuse me, the Jersey Devils were a great example of it. Ken Danico would stop with physicality. Scott Stevens would stop the cycle with intimidation and physicality. Scott Niedermeyer, hockey sense, smarts, speed, skill. Brian Rafalski, same thing, anticipation. Yep. It doesn't matter how you do it. You got to get a bunch of guys that can do it together, whatever way they're going to do it. And they don't have enough. I mean, I don't know if it's enough different ways to do it or enough talent, or it's just not enough, period.
See, Hainsey does it now with his head, right? Like, that's the way he's going to stop a cycle, is that he reads the play, he gets to the right spot, he anticipates it, and he pokes the puck away.
Yeah, stick length, anticipation, that's what he does.
Yep. Zaitsev's got to do it with his feet. Gardner's got to do it with his feet. Riley can do it with his feet and his body. Dermott, I think, has to do it more with his feet, but will grow into using his body. Ozhiganov, more with his body. Can they do it enough against a team that is really, really good at it? And, I mean, the last game, they did a fantastic job. They just didn't win. And so that's the type of game they got to look for again. Can they dial it up? I guess we'll find out in a few hours.
Would you expect, you know, the whole Gardner scenario and the booing, is that going to galvanize the group, or do you think they've already kind of forgotten about it by puck drop tonight?
Oh, I don't think there was enough of it. It's not, I don't think it created any more than a couple of days worth of chit-chat. Now, if he goes back home for his next home game and it starts getting worse and worse and worse, then you've got something to discuss. But right now, it was one period and, you know, it didn't go so well and the team sucked that night too. And, you know, it's kind of seemed like a lot of factors all together. Now, if it becomes something that is a game over game thing, it can A, galvanize the team, or it can B, shatter the confidence of a player. And in a way, it really shouldn't matter. Like who cares? But it does matter. It bugs you. You're like, wait a minute, I'm doing the best I can. Why are they booing the hell out of me all the time? I'm sure that would go through a player's mind. But right now, I think they're on the road. They got two games where they're on the road, and if you get booed on the road, it's a good thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
Although there will be a lot of Leaf fans in Tampa and in Fort Lauderdale tomorrow night. With Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst. just prior to us going off the air yesterday afternoon, the news broke that the NHL and the PA, they couldn't come to terms on a 2020 World Cup in September of 2020. I guess they said they're going to postpone it for now. Obviously, we know that the CBA could lead to a potential lockout or work stoppage around that time. And my impression is that's kind of why they decided, okay, we're not going to make this happen because we can't guarantee we're going to work out this new CBA.
Right.
The Olympics probably a factor in all this from the players' perspective. What was your read on the news that the 2020 World Cup ain't happening?
To me, it felt like they were trying to shoehorn it in as a hopeful bargaining chip. And then when, just as you say, when it doesn't, you know, they can't guarantee that they're going to come to a deal. Maybe they found something in their talks that went, oh, you know what? This is a bigger pebble in my shoe than I thought it was going to be. And so one leads into the other and they're like, you know what? We don't have enough time to do this. They're not going to spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours, planning and growing for a World Cup. And then all of a sudden, they can't pull it off because there's a lockout. The last thing they need is for the thing to show up like it did last time. Remember World Cup? Next day lockout. That was embarrassing. And everybody knew it was coming.
Yeah. I just hope, you know, cooler heads prevail at one point or at some point. And I don't care if it's the World Cup or the Olympics, but I want international hockey, best on best. I grew up with it. We all did. We've all seen it. We've all grown up on it. You know, it used to be Summit Series, then Canada Cup, and then World Cup, Olympics. I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
I enjoy it too much. I like the build-up. I like the debates. I like seeing the best players in the world represent their country. I want to see it. And
but you see what the problems are.
Right? I understand of course. I mean, I it's business. I get it. Yeah. Like, it's easy for me to say. It's not my money. It's not my life. But, you know, I just hope once the dust settles, they can finally come up with something. And I don't know if it's back at the Olympics or they fully commit to the World Cup, one or the other. But McDavid should be playing in a Canada jersey at some point.
Yeah, well, 100%. So the real problem becomes if they have a World Cup, that's where the potential for the biggest financial windfall for the players is in that. In the Olympics, there's just not. And they're not going to get paid to play in the Olympics because if they pay the hockey players, then they got to pay the basketball players. But then if you're paying guys, then it's not an amateur competition. And so it can't be. So there's this tug of war. We all want to see the best, man. I love that stuff. I'm just like you said, Brian, it's like, it's awesome to watch that. And watching the World Cup felt like this is a made up, make believe thing. And so you either don't go to the Olympics and really make this something, or you go to the Olympics and hope that there you can negotiate some ways into some other revenues to make it more worth your while.
I hope I'm with you on that. Like, the Olympics, it holds more meaning because of what the Olympics represents, right?
And right.
The whole country is, you're patriotic and you're in the mood and you're waiting for it. And then at the end of the 2 weeks, the big games start, and that's the pinnacle of the tournament for many viewers, myself included, is the hockey tournament, both men's and women's. But the World Cup, I'm fine with that. As long as you get rid of the stupidity of the young stars and the Team Europe and all that garbage. And if it's the only international tournament, people will invest in it.
Right.
They'll get into it. It doesn't have to be.
Well, you'll end up having some allegiance to Team Europe or whatever. You know, I thought
it's not possible. It's so stupid.
I know, but
like,
over
they were
time,
in the finals. That's what made it more embarrassing. Team Europe got to the final.
I know.
That's how stupid it was.
It was.
Alaska got beaten. They ended up in the final.
But it's
Chara and
Anze Kopitar. Like, it was stupid.
Yeah, but
so as long as they get that garbage behind them, but. You know, because I think it was The Athletic was pumping out, you know, who would be the projected lineups if the tournament was going on today.
Yeah.
And
talk about some wasted effort.
No kidding.
Exactly.
It's a complete waste of time now. But, like, the American team would be loaded. Like, the Canadian team on paper, I still think, would be clearly number one, I think.
Right.
But the Americans, you'd have Matthews, Eichel. Like, that's your 1-2 punch up the middle of the ice. You got Johnny Gaudreau. You got Patty Kane still rocking. Blake Wheeler. Like, That's just the Americans. And then we know the Canadians, the Swedes would be unreal. It'd be outstanding.
The Finns, like there's some really good young players in the league represented from all nations.
Right.
Like, let's not forget the young Finns. Like there's some really good players.
They're always good at international play.
So it would be exciting. I just every time we start talking Lako, I want to pull my hair out because I hate it, and it drives me nuts because I want to get both of those guys in a room, Batman and Donald Fear, and say get your you know what together, and let's move forward here, and find a way. It's frustrating. I'm not even being selfish from being in the media, having to sit here and cover it. It's just, to me, there's enough money for everyone involved. Find a way to cut it up and grow this game. You got another team coming into the league. Yeah, you've got a few organizations that are struggling. You deal with them. Deal with escrow the best way you can. Grow the game.
The other leagues do it. The other leagues,
exactly.
Like the NBA, they're like, yeah, let's work this out. It'd be stupid.
Work
not
it
to
out.
Play.
Be proactive.
Baseball, yeah, get on it. But we'll see. Leafs Tampa tonight. They're in Florida tomorrow night, so we'll get you in here tomorrow at 5, and we'll break down what will be a pretty wild evening tonight, I would think, and we'll start teeing up the Panthers game tomorrow.
Yeah, sorry it wasn't very long. I know we didn't have time to get into the 70-pound horse. I saw your tweet about that.
How about that? Someone saved me on Twitter.
Yeah, there was a 70-pound horse?
Yeah, there's a horse out there, a 70-pound horse. So my take wasn't actually as crazy as we thought it was.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I can carry it.
That means a 3-year-old can ride it. Can you imagine if Hayes got on that horse?
It'd be like a cartoon.
Yes, it would.
Just flatten it.
It'd just go flat. There'd be no intestines or anything. Just flat.
Just do it like a balloon. Just flatten it.
And it would disappear under my boiler. You wouldn't even be able to see any of the remnants of that little horse. That's poor horse. Yeah. No, we'll pick that up tomorrow. Don't you worry about it. There'll be something else tomorrow that we'll get into that will be equally as stupid.
Oh, perfect. Can't wait. All see right, you, boys.
There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline.